The rapid rise in corona cases in Victoria has largely been blamed on the virus spreading in workplaces. Some of the worst outbreaks have been linked to meatworks, and in the state's southwest, questions are being asked about how the Victorian Health Department handled the response. Jess Davis reports.
Midfield Meats at Warrnambool in southwest Victoria is the largest meat processor in the state. So when it found out one weekend in the middle of last month that a meat inspector who'd visited the site had tested positive to COVID-19, the company immediately shut the plant down, even before it had heard from the Victorian Health Department, or DHHS. Dean McKenna is the general manager of the Midfield Group.
We couldn't get clear answers out of DHHS at that early stage. There was more to gain by not working than what there was by working.
And what do you make of DHHS's response?
Yeah, shocking. Shocking, and I'm not critical of the individuals. It's more I am critical of the process. That's their job to get that right.
The company organised the local health service to test nearly 1,000 workers, and before the results were known, DHHS advised the meatworks it could reopen. Dean McKenna ignored that.
It would have been very short-sighted to do so.
The company had made the inspector wear full personal protective equipment, something which is now being made mandatory. Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University, Catherine Bennett, says it proves why primary prevention is so important.
Now, it's a sample size one, but it shows that what's possible, and that, you know, you're not always going to have these terrible local outbreaks, even if you do have a worksite exposed.
In Colac at the Australian Lamb Company, it's been a different story. A meat inspector there tested positive in the same week, but with no local testing capacity, it was left to the Department of Health to organise the response. Local Liberal MP Richard Reardon says workers waited 5 to 10 days for results. And the ABC has seen a letter to one worker who had tested positive to coronavirus from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer saying they could return to work even though they hadn't finished their 2 weeks of quarantine.
So the consequences of that was more confusion. I think the mistaken letter speaks to the experience that people are getting everywhere, is that DHHS is unaccountable.
There are now 80 cases linked to the Colac Meatworks cluster, and Professor Catherine Bennett says the Department of Health may not have been nimble enough.
Having, I guess, a local presence gives you a bit of immediacy, but also networks and understanding of local community.
It's something that Dean McKenna from the Midfield Group believes has helped his plant stay open.
We had more success and more direction and guidance from the local healthcare professionals than we did from the so-called experts.
That's Dean McKenna from the Midfield Group, ending that report from Jess Davis. And a spokesperson for the Health Department says the public health team works with businesses to determine the most appropriate response, saying widespread testing was done at the Colac site, and as soon as additional cases emerged, extra measures were put into place, including quarantining of staff.